I'm going to head on up the hill to B.
Okay, and still need an EMU check from Ed.
But I'll give it to you in a minute.
Can you catch up with me, Ron?
Yeah, I'll catch up. Go ahead.
Okay, Al is heading up with a map. From A, we go down into a valley. We drop down a fairly consistent slope of approximately 8 to 10 degrees. The texture here again, pretty much the same on the surface. The basic regolith, of course, is the fine material, which is now at this particular center angle kind of a grayish brown, with the light pebbles on the surface making the raindrop. Small pebbles on the surface making the raindrop pattern.
And Houston, I'm turning along behind Al now, starting to catch up with him. It hasn't been described for you before. The Met tracks make a very smooth pattern in the surface, reminiscent of driving a tractor through a plowed field. It smooths it out, makes a very smooth, distinct pattern, and probably a quarter of an inch deep, no more.
Roger, Ed.
And it leaves gaps every now and then as it bounces. I think you found B. Yeah, this big critter over here, isn't it?
That's way up the hill. I think it's up the hill.
Oh, that's right. B is the crater we go. This is the crater we go by on the way to B. Gotcha.
Hey, Houston, I'm looking for a contact somewhere in here, but it's not apparent at this point. The surface texture seems to be very much the same. Standpoint of oil bearing properties, it's still about the same softness, and it still has the same raindrop pattern.
Roger.
Oh, brother, you wanted a EMU check for me. I'm at 3-7. Doing 67%. I'm on men cooling, no flags.
Roger, Ed.
And continue with the description a little bit. Just in the trying to think of an adequate description or a comparison to something we've already seen, but I don't think there is one. Incidentally, I see a string of craters down to the south, a string of boulders to the south of us that may prove to be a ray pattern as we from Cone. And I observe as we get closer to Cone, the number of large boulders is increasing. We're going to go past some here in a couple of minutes near about a 20-foot wide, fairly fresh crater. The boulders, a dozen of them or so, are 4 or 5 feet in diameter.
Roger,
anything around them?
Okay, let's see if we can find this.
This crater is the one, I think, Al. It's halfway between A and B, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. This little...
Can you see the boulders off to the side there on the map?
Not sure very well. I think...
Ah, you should be able to spot that little chain of craters just to the south of us on the map, if that's where we think we are.
Well, that little chain of craters right there.
That's small.
Yeah, I think it's right here. There's no big one to go with it. No sharp one to go with it.
Shepard Mitchell describing the terrain on their walk from station A to B.
Yeah, let's take a look.
That's probably weird right up here. We're probably about even with weird right now, although we can't see it on the ridge.
Now that's weird, that big one right over there, Al.
Yeah, that's what I say. I think B is that deep crater right directly ahead of us, Ed.
No, I disagree. I think, see that crater right over there we came by? To the south, the big one?
Yep.
I think this is the crater that be. I think that boulder field, we can see it here. We look.
The crater right here?
Yep.
The area being walked through is a valley.
We have to be considerably past weird.
Not even halfway to the rim of cone yet.
Number of boulders lying around. Now, most of these boulders are rounded. There are a few angular ones. There are a few rocks with angulars, but angularities. But by and large, you can see edges that have been chipped off, indicating the beginning of a smoothing process. And some of them are far beyond the beginning of smoothing. They're worn down pretty well. And most of the rough edges are where they have fractured and perhaps turned over. Most of them appear to be along fractures or where other rocks are sitting near them that might have once been a part of that boulder.
Roger, Ed, and has Al got the grab sample completed now?
Al's getting it now.
Grabbing it now.
I'm just going to give you a quick stereo on it.
Okay, and we need a frame count before departing B. And right now we're about 15 minutes behind in the timeline.
Okay. Better we expect you're going to fall behind you. There's no way we can help it. We'll pick it up later.
Roger.
The grab sample is a flight plan change. The grab sample replacing the documented sample.
Okay, grab sample from the west room of Bravo Crater, back 5 November.
Right now,
been able to complete this description. We are standing on a fairly high point, well, not really on a high point, about halfway up the slope, to our north and slightly to the west of us. Seems to be the low point in this area. It's surrounded by a rim that's reminiscent of a very, very old crater. The topography doesn't show up on the map, but indeed it's there. About 500 yards to the north and west is the lowest point that I can see in this area. Can we ready to press on?
Yes, sir, I got my handle screwed back on here.
Okay, the next stop is the top of Cone. Get everything secured for that trip.
Okay, and I would like a frame count before you depart.
Yeah. You've got a frame count of 3-4 from Al.
And 2-9 from Ed.
All right, the 3-4 and 2-9.
Handle was loose.
And the work loose for
you? Yep.
Okay, I've got the mitt.
Okay, you want to go first and I'll follow.
Okay. To the top of Cone Crater.
Yeah, now let's,
Anyway, starting the clock.
Okay. I'm about to go almost to the east here and then on my flank.
East, a little bit to the...
See this flank up there.
Yeah, right, just barely see the rim of it on the far side.
Right, right? So we probably ought to head directly for flank, and I'm up from there.
Okay.
Okay.
And, Houston, as we go across here, this ground is, Al probably previously described it, but it's very undulating. I would suspect that there is not 10 yards at the most between what were once old craters. They are most of them worn down, but the surface is continuously undulating. There's hardly a level spot anywhere.
Roger, Ed.
As we come on up toward Cone, we're seeing lots more buried rocks, bigger rocks.
We're keeping our eyes open for a contact here, but because of the sun angle, it makes it very difficult to see. However, I expect that by the time we get a little closer up to flank, be pulling for a while.
That's a shift hand. I'm good.
Okay. By the time we get a little closer up to the plank, we might find some kind of a contact. The ridge of cone crater to the north is very apparent, as we expected that it would be. It stretches off into the distance and meets with the far horizon.
Roger.
Senator, I'm trying to find something distinctive to say about some of these craters we're going by, and very hard to do so. They're all smooth-walled, except the very freshest one, and we're coming by a very fresh one now, which is rubbly on the end. Hey, it may even... That has some pretty good chunks of rubble on the inside. This is about the freshest crater this size we've seen, Al.
That's correct. This is a very fresh crater. It's about, opposite to the crater at Stop E. It's a crater about 20 meters in diameter and about 2 meters deep, and I've got a quick rock from the side.
Right, I'll just drop down on a knee, pick up a rock, and he went in 3 or 4 inches. Need some help out?
Yeah, I think so. I can't get any.
Okay. Come on, give me your hand.
I mean, I got it now. Okay.
Hey, come on up.
Okay.
Thank you. You're on your feet.
Okay, just a quick hand sample from the side of that crater.
You think you're following this, know about where we are, Fredo?
The board, I think, is reading for you just past the position of Beam of E. Looking about halfway between B and B.
Roger, quick.
Yeah. And we're starting uphill now. Climb's fairly gentle at this point, but it's definitely uphill.
Okay, baby. Okay, okay.
It almost turned, didn't it?
Yeah. And I grabbed sample from the west rim of the crater, which describe as blocky, is in bag 6.
Roger, bag 6.
Shepard, Mitchell, about two-thirds of the way now to Cone Crater.
Okay, the going is still very smooth as far as the area they were able to pick out. Of course, we're tracing kind of a sinuous course here, being out of the crater.
And Fredo, we're help further locate us if you can. We're going by two very, well, fairly fresh craters. I don't think quite as fresh as the one we were just talking about. The eastmost one is fresher. The westmost one is the freshest. They're separated about 75 to 100 feet, and they're about 25 to 30 feet across. And 5 feet deep, I guess. The westmost one has got small blocks in it. The eastmost one is very smooth.
Roger, Ed, and you described the blocks here. Now, I think you used the term rubble, but I'd assume you...
I'm not sure that's quite true, Fred. Some of it looked like stuff that belonged there that had not fallen there.
There's a lot of glass in that rock here.
Yeah. Oh, there sure is. It looked like some of that so-called rubble looked like it had, might be the residual of an impact just lying in the bottom. And Houston, we're passing a rock much too big to pick up. There's a whale of a lot of glass in it.
Roger. About how big is it?
Yeah. Look. It's about a foot and a half, 2 foot, yeah, about a foot and a half across.
Roger, Ed, and copy the glass.
Glass platter, Fred.
And I'm going on medium cooling for a minute.
Okay, and Al and Ed, why don't we take a little rest here for a minute, and we'd like another camera count, too.
Like a what? We haven't taken any pictures since the last one, I don't think.
Okay, Ed.
Okay, we'll slow down the traverse here. Okay, should be flank right here, Ed.
Pardon?
Should be flank right over here.
It's out of sight, you mean?
Right, yeah, right there.
If so, let's go over and see.
Okay, Alan, Ed, I assume you're on the move now and heading toward flank. Is that correct?
That's correct. Heading toward where we think flank is. I'll pull for a while, Al.
That's okay, I got it for us.
Shepard pulling the Met at this time.
Beside this big crater.
Okay.
Take a break, get the map, see if we can find out exactly where we are. Press on from there. This one should be distinctive enough.
And, Al and Ed, while you're stopped here, we could use a photo pen.
Yeah, I'm going to suggest that. We'll take the pen, Al. I'll grab the map, get over here and see if we can find it.
You pull it up on room all over, Brian.
Okay. Give you a push.
Okay, there you are.
Levels? That looks good.
Okay.
Looks like it's got a flat over there the way it's leaning.
Can I say that last again, Ed?
Just talking, never mind.
And then now we're gonna have a sight hand over here.
Hey, Houston, the pair is complete on magazine. Magazine Lima Lima, frame count is 5-7.
Roger, 5-7 now.
Are you breaking up, Fred?
Copied 5-7, how's that?
Read again.
Hey,
Ed, you
read it?
Yeah, I read.
Ed, you read Houston?
Read Fred. Okay. You're breaking up completely.
Okay. down up to it in the rim?
Yeah, just 1 second, though. I think I've got it.
Hey, I'll hit her now.
Beto, can you read?
Go ahead, Dad.
Well, I'm getting the feedback of my own voice.
Okay, yeah, code group.
Okay. Do you want me to pull the while out?
That's okay. Okay, with
it. I can't really spot this crater, but I think I know where we are. We're pretty close to where you said we were.
Houston, your transmissions are still unreadable.
Roger, Al. I hadn't been talking. How do you read me now?
I think it's dead ahead of y'all. Oh, wait a minute. This is probably it right here. Yeah.
Am I right?
Yep. Let's just double check to see.
It's got about a 4 meter radius crater in the south wall.
That has to be it.
Okay, Houston, we're going by flank on the way up. We're passing to the north side of it.
Roger, Al. Copy.
I'm afraid you're still unreadable.
Let me pull a while out.
Both Shepard and Mitchell heart rates going up to about 120 while they were traveling uphill.
Putting the map away. Okay. I'm just putting the map away.
All right.
With the higher rates, this occasioned the rest stop. We're at 100.
Okay.
We're at 133 hours, 34 minutes of ground lapse time.
Fred, you're back with us?
Okay, I'll try again. How do you read that?
Okay, that's much better. You got a background squeal.
Okay, evidently that station switch gave us some problems. I've been copying both of you all the way, though. We have you now just passing flank. Okay, we've been copying you most of the time, and I have you by flank now.
That's affirmative. And the grade's getting pretty steep.
You got any estimate?
And the soil here is a bit firmer, I think, than we've been on before. Except around what, the mounds in between craters where it's been thrown up, but by and large it seems to have a little firmer footing. It's not sinking in as deep.
Now that should help you with the climb there.
Yeah, it helps a little bit. Al's picked up the Al's got the back of the mat now, and we're curing it up. I think it seems easier.
Right.
There are two guys here that figured you'd carry it up.
Say again?
So there's two guys sitting next to me here that kind of figured you'd end up carrying it up.
Well, it'll roll along here, except we just move faster carrying it.
Okay, you want to rest here by this rock?
Okay.
This is the first big boulder we've seen, Houston. I think it's worthwhile taking a picture of it with the close-up. Go ahead and keep going.
I'll pull on up. We probably ought to take a pan to locate everything here while you're taking the close-up.
Okay, I understand, Al. You're shooting a close-up shot of a big boulder. Now, what's the size of this one, Al?
Okay, a shot's been taken on the close-up counter number 317. Sun angle was 8 o'clock. This particular one is only about 12 feet long by about 4 feet wide. It's about one-third buried. It's old, very weathered. There are some evidences of some crystal shining through some of the fractures.
And I've taken a Hasselblad out of the rock, and we'll take a pan now from this location. Help document our forest going to the top of Cone Crater.
Roger, copy.
The reference to carrying the med up to the ridge of Cone Crater, the backup crew is here at the Capcom console, and apparently they had a bet on pre-flight. We're at 133 hours, 39 minutes. Ground elapsed time, 1 hour, 50 minutes since cabin depress.
Look right across into the breach in the north rim of Old Nameless. We're about even with it now.
Okay, and copy that. And was there any noticeable dust on the large boulder?
Not where I took the picture. There's some fillets around the bottom.
Okay, copy now.
Okay, and 44, Fred, was my frame count.
Roger it.
I believe that was, if I remember it. And I'm going to move on out. I'll head up here.
Shepard Mitchell pressing on toward the rim of Cone Crater.
Last flank of the crater now, just in the slope, probably about 18%. The surface texture is still pretty much the same as far as the raindrop pattern is concerned, but we seem to find an increasing population of smaller rocks.
Roger.
Small rocks and smaller pressure craters as well. Wait a minute. Maybe I'm being deceived. With this slope, the sun angle is entirely different than it is on the flatland. The craters look sharper in these shadows.
Okay, let's make an EMU stop.
Okay, let me pull a while.
I'd like to stop and rest here for a minute.
Okay.
Boy, I tell you, we're really going to get a panorama. We've got a tremendous one here, Houston, already. And we're not quite to the rim. that points out the little mammoths over there, right along our track, or just south of our track, I should say. And we made the right approach. We came up through the valley and over the ridge and down into the bowl. Couldn't have planned it better.
I thought we were in the low spot with the limb, but it turns out we're really not the lowest spot around, I don't think.
I don't know. I'd say it's probably the lowest spot right there.
Oh, right in that particular local area.
Right that area, yeah.
But that's the low spot over to the right that I was talking about. And there's a low spot.
Well, there's a crater over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doggone, you can sure be deceived by slopes here. The sun angle is very deceiving.
Yep.
Okay, let me pull a while. You ready to go?
Yeah. What's that?
They go back to men who are middle call first.
That's right, straight up is the best way to go.
Thanks, Brian.
Right, straight up is the best way to go.
I think so.
Big waves under rocks.
Okay, get a little momentum going.
Hey, yes, and we're proceeding onward now.
Hi, Joe.
In the boulder field, as I pointed out, the rocks and boulders get more numerous towards the top here. However, it's nothing like the rubble and the large boulders that we saw at the Nevada test site. Now, this is surprising to me. I expected it to be more like that, but it is not, at least not where we're looking now. Oh boy, we got fooled on that one. I'm not sure that was flank we were at a minute ago either. Wait a minute. Yes, it is. The rim's right here. That's the east, the shoulder running down from the cone. That flank over there. We're going to hit it on the south side. We'll have to move on around, but this looks like easy going right here. See, there's the boulder field that shows in the photograph right up ahead of us.
There's a crater up there, man.
Yeah. Pardon?
Crater up there.
Alan, Ed, we'd like you to take another stop here.
Okay. We're really going up a pretty steep slope here.
Yeah, we kind of figured that from listening to you.
Okay, well, now that's apparently the rim of cone over there. And, we're about almost 2 hours now, is that right, Ben?
Okay, we're showing 157 and a half now.
Okay. That's at least 3 minutes up there. And I would say we'd probably do better to go up to those boulders there. Document that. Use that as a turnaround point.
Yep. It's going to take longer than we expected. Our positions are all in doubt now, Fredo. What we were looking at was a flank, but it wasn't really, the top of it wasn't the rim of cone. We got a ways to go yet.
Okay, Ed, and
Well, perhaps you can sing Perhaps you can think with us if you want. I'd say that the rim is at least 30 minutes away. We're approaching the edge of the boulder field here on the south flank.
Let's look at the map.
And what I'm proposing is perhaps we use that as a turnaround point. It seems to me that we spend an awful lot of time in traverse if we don't, and we don't get very many samples.
Roger, Al. And just a couple of questions I have up now. I'd like your note if you do see any dust, particularly on the top surfaces of boulders in the area. And any comparisons between the boulders you see distributed around, are they all the same or do some types appear different?
It's too early to make that judgment, but we'll tell you when we get there. We're not really in that boulder territory yet.
I think, Fredo, if you'll keep those questions in mind, best thing for us to do is to get up here and document and sample what I feel is pretty sure is the cone ejecta. And then when we head down sun, we'll be able to see these subtle variations in rock types a lot better than we are right now.
Roger.
Shepard's heart rate rose to 150, Mitchell's 128, this occasioned the second rest stop.
Three quarters there.
Mitchell reporting they're three quarters of the way to Cone Crater. We'll stand by.
Why don't we lose our bet, Al, and leave the bet and get on up there? We could make it a lot faster without it.
Yeah. I think what we're looking at right here in this boulder field, Ed, is that was ejected from Cone.
And that's the lowermost part, which is what we're interested in.
Okay. Well, press on a little further, Houston, and keep our eye on the time.
Okay, and so right now we have a 30-minute extension.
That call up from Fred Hayes, a 30-minute extension to the EVA time. We'll stand by.
And Al, did you copy a 30-minute extension?
We got it. Yeah, that's affirmative, Fred. Thank you.
Boulder with your
Yeah. Go on there.
Ground elapsed time 133 hours, 58 minutes, 2 hours, 9 minutes since cabin depressurization. Shepard, Mitchell trying to hold the Met steady, the pull cart steady, as they're going through this boulder field en route to the rim of Cone Crater. Shepard, Mitchell stopping short at this point to acquire some rock samples.